Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here at South Harmon and the America's Game podcast, hitting back with you guys for week two basically of our waiver wire series that we're going to be doing here every single week on South Harmon for you. So make sure you guys follow us here on this channel, the South Harmon Fantasy Football channel here on YouTube. Also give the podcast podcast program, give that a follow there as well. That's at South Harmon Dynasty Football. If you search that on any of your podcast formats, we will be on there as well. So today I'm going to go over week one, my takeaways here for the waiver wire. What were the injuries? Who do we need to be looking to pick up in our redraft leagues and always our deep dynasty leagues? Recording this also before the Monday Night Football game as well. So keep that in mind. You know, anything crazy happens in the Chicago-Minnesota game tonight, that will not be in there. So let's start with the injuries here. No real quarterback or running back injuries, thank goodness, but we did have the week of shoulder injuries apparently. So we're going to start with the wide receivers here, and this is going to start off with Xavier Worthy on Sunday night, or Friday night actually he played. Shoulder injury, ran into Travis Kelce, and him ran into each other on an out route, or a crossing route, I'm sorry. And Worthy, we don't know yet. It sounds like he might be trying to rehab it here in the beginning before he tries for the surgery, if you know, see if he can just heal it on his own. So we don't really have a definitive timetable on Xavier Worthy yet, but looks like he's probably going to miss a week or two, and we'll see how it goes from there. So just keep Xavier Worthy out of your lineup for this coming week. Next up here is going to be Drake London. He had a shoulder injury late in the game, did not return. I want to hear from the coach first and how that works out, but sounded like London maybe has a kind of similar injury to what Darnell Mooney had possibly. So that's not great news on the Drake London front, but we'll have to see what the coach says and the doctors and all that. We'll probably get more of an update later today or tomorrow. Next guy up here is going to be Jalen Waddle. And with Jalen Waddle, he had a shoulder injury. He left and came back in, though. So I just want to monitor his status. I did see Jalen Waddle kind of like hanging his shoulder. He did leave, came back into the game and all that. So it sounds like he's going to be okay. But I just want to put it on the radar for everybody. If you see like, oh, he's not practicing week, Thursday and Friday or whatnot. And, you know, just want to keep that out there. And then the last shoulder injury was Juwan Jennings. So, you know, with Juwan Jennings, he suffered that shoulder injury in the fourth quarter and didn't return. So that's another guy we're going to have to monitor with a shoulder injury. And the 49ers guys are just dropping like flies right now. Let's go over to the tight end position and Brock Bowers. So with Brock Bowers, he suffered a knee injury in the fourth quarter, didn't return. Sounded like he may have just banged knees with somebody I was hearing on another podcast. Don't know how true that is, but if that is true, probably a good case scenario. It's not like a non-contact knee injury or anything for Brock Bowers, but he was having a hell of a game before he did leave that game. So hopefully we get Brock Bowers this week and there's nothing too crazy there. Next guy up here is going to be Evan Engram. So with Evan Engram, he suffered a calf injury in the fourth quarter, tried to return but couldn't, and it was a close game. So I'm a little bit concerned here about Evan Engram. I'm going to have to monitor him throughout the week here with hopefully Sean Payton gives us a little bit of an update. But yeah, with Evan Engram, calf injury, this guy is notorious for fucking injuries, it seems like. So we're going to have to wait and see on him. And then last but not least, another guy notorious for injuries, and that is George Kittle. He suffered a hamstring injury in the second quarter and did not return. We're going to have to monitor his status. You know, Kittle gusties out sometimes, which is really nice, but I think we're going to probably miss Kittle for a week or two, especially this early in the season. 49ers snuck out a win on Sunday too, so they might be a team that's okay resting him, especially they play the Saints this week. They probably don't need George Kittle to beat the Saints. So I would personally expect to be without George Kittle this coming week. All right, let's get into the redraft waiver wires and who I would want to pick up this week. So we're going to start the quarterback position here, and that is going to be Geno Smith. Geno Smith had a hell of a game. If you've been listening to me on America's Game or the waiver wire shows I've done or any of these shows, I've been talking up Geno Smith like You know, we've been talking up Brock Bowers. We've been talking up Ashton Jeanty. Jacoby Myers has been a hot guy. He's got a rookie receiver everybody likes in Dante Thornton. Like, then why are we not high on Geno? Well, guess what? Geno comes in and dices up the Patriots for 360 yards. I think he had something crazy like that. Geno Smith is somebody that we're going to want here for fantasy and probably keep him all year in redraft. So if you had a shitty quarterback week one or two and you need somebody there, I think Geno Smith's a perfect guy that you could ride for the rest of the year. So that is definitely somebody I'm going to prioritize the pickup. Next guy up is going to be Trevor Lawrence, who goes up against the Cincinnati Bengals this week. And, you know, the Bengals secondary has been pretty piss poor. Joe Flacco just threw for 290 on them. Should have been a ton more. Let's Downs game at all, please. But yeah, Trevor Lawrence should be really, really solid this week against this Bengals secondary. I like Trevor Lawrence if you need a guy that's to start for you this week. That's a good one. Next one up is going to be Michael Penix. So Michael Penix absolutely was awesome on week one. Penix is somebody, man, he just throwing darts, like he's running a little bit too, which is really nice. I like that from Michael Penix. This is a tougher matchup against Minnesota. I also would prefer if he had Drake London in there too, but I think Michael Penix is somebody that we could use for the rest of the year, and I'm glad that I got him as a backup in a ton of my FFPC leagues, because I think this guy's going to be really, really good. I mean, he's been throwing the ball well ever since he's been starting, so I like him a lot. And then last but not least, the other rookie quarterback from this year, actually, the first overall pick, Cam Ward, had a hell of a game. Like, his guys dropped some balls, going up against the best defense in the league that some think. He was pretty damn good for Cam Ward. I mean, he's got another tough matchup this week against the Rams, but I think Cam Ward's pretty damn special, and I think he's going to make some of these players on his team a lot better than what they look. So, yeah, sign me up for some Cam Ward. That's kind of like Michael Penix, another guy that I think is going to be somebody that we want to keep around all season long as well. Dynasty quarterbacks, only have a couple for you this week, and might as well just get into both of them real quick here. Zach Wilson and Jackson Dart. So Zach Wilson, just kind of Tua gonna get killed, Tua not looking great, Tyreek and him fighting, whatever it is, you know, Zach Wilson already got in there in week one, so it's bound to happen here at some point. If Zach Wilson's on the waiver wire, go ahead, pick him up. And then lastly is going to be Jackson Dart. So Jackson Dart's probably not available in any of your leagues. I understand that, but I think it's sooner rather than later on Jackson Dart, like as soon as maybe the second half of this coming game. You know, Brian Daboll realizes, oh shit, my job's in trouble and I need to put in this kid. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for Jackson Dart. So let's go with that. All right. Dynasty redraft running backs. Let's start there. So our first one is going to be Kareem Hunt for the Kansas City Chiefs. And why do I say Kareem Hunt? Well, it's because Isaiah Pacheco was not very good. Kareem Hunt played on a lot of the downs that we care about. He was in at the goal line. He was in on third downs. Like, Isaiah Pacheco, if he's not getting those, then what is Isaiah Pacheco? So, Pacheco, I am super down on after week one. And if Kareem Hunt happens to be out there on your waiver wire in redraft leagues, I'm going to pick him up. He played 23 snaps, which was 38% of the snaps. He had 5 carries for 16 yards, 3 targets, and 2 catches for 10 yards on that one. So, yeah, I think Kareem Hunt is probably somebody you should be picking up this week if he's available. Next guy up is the Cleveland Browns rookie running back, Dylan Sampson, if he happens to still be on your waiver wire. 33 snaps, which was 43% of the snaps. He had 16 routes run. He had 8 targets, 8 catches for 64 yards, 12 carries, 29 yards. And he was the clear, like, best running back on the team. Like, the Browns' blocking was not very good rushing the ball, but Sampson was the guy that they wanted to throw the ball to. I know Ford did run a little bit more routes, but it's clear to me Sampson's the way better player here. And I think Jerome Ford is going to get slowly phased out here once Quinshon Judkins starts getting back into the ballgame here. Next guy up, DJ Giddens from the Indianapolis Colts. Just wanted to highlight him because he is the clear RB2 here behind Jonathan Taylor. Now, Jonathan Taylor played the entire first half, did not take a snap off. So I want to put that in there too. But once they were up by so much, Giddens got in there. He had 18 snaps, 25% of the snaps, ran one route, didn't catch anything on it, but had 12 carries for 41 yards. Pretty good for a rookie in his debut. So just want to put him out there as somebody, hey, if I have Jonathan Taylor, I might want to pick up DJ Giddens. Next up here is going to be Trey Benson. So Trey Benson, 22 snaps, 33% of the snaps, 11 routes ran, one target. He had one for six in the receiving game and eight for 69 yards in the rushing game. And he played the majority on third down. So does he have the third down back job here? That's very possible. James Conner did run a lot of routes too, so they were passing a lot on first and second down. But it looks like Trey Benson is going to have a pretty big role here for the Cardinals. Pretty much made Amari DeMercado like somebody you can just drop like in any of your leagues if you had him, because he didn't even play. It was just Conner and Trey Benson. So put that where you want as well. Next up, Kenny Gainwell. Want to bring him up too. So Kenny Gainwell, 29 snaps, 54% of the snaps, 16 routes ran, four targets, caught three for four, seven carries for 19 yards. So with Kenny Gainwell too, he led the Steelers in backfield snaps and routes and snap percentage and all that good stuff. Gainwell was above Jalen Warren by a little bit, and then Caleb Johnson, we'll get into that later, didn't play hardly at all. So Gainwell, I think, is somebody that's in a PPR league, somebody that you could stash if you, you know, lost a running back, or your, you know, draft pick running back did not play or isn't playing at all. Like a Taj Brooks, if you drafted Taj Brooks, I might want to pick up Kenny Gainwell to replace him for a little bit. But it looks like Gainwell is going to have a significant role here for the Steelers. And it'll be probably a 2-3 man rotation if Caleb Johnson ever gets in there. All right, let's get into my dynasty running back pickups this week. So Samaje Perine is the first one up here. 13 snaps, 25% of the snaps, 10 routes ran, two targets, two for six. So nothing great there, but Taj Brooks didn't play a snap. Samaje Perine was the clear back in there, played a lot on third downs, ran a lot of the routes and stuff like that. So Samaje Perine is going to be somebody that is going to be used here by the Bengals quite a bit this year as their RB2. Next guy up, which a little surprising to me, which was LaQuint Allen of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So 9 snaps, not a lot, but 14% of the snaps. He ran 6 routes on those 9 snaps, had 1 target, 1 catch for 4 yards, 1 carry for 7 yards. And I seen him early on, like ETN was doing good, and then like LaQuint Allen came in early on to play on the third downs over Bashaw Tutin. He played more snaps than Bashaw Tutin. And he wasn't very far behind Tank Bigsby. So if LaQuint Allen is out there in your dynasty leagues, that is a pickup for me. Because I wouldn't be shocked if, like, we move Bigsby or whatever, and LaQuint Allen is the RB2 on this team here for a little bit. So that one was pretty surprising to me that LaQuint Allen got right in there. All right, next one up is going to be Jeremy McNichols for Washington. So Chris Rodriguez, healthy scratch. McNichols plays a lot on special teams, so that's why he was in there. But he did play quite a bit. 13 snaps, which was 19% of the snaps. He ran 5 routes, didn't catch anything, but he had 4 carries for 25 yards. So I think Jeremy McNichols is somebody I would prioritize over Chris Rodriguez. I think only the only way Chris Rodriguez gets in there is if he's in there for an injury. So that's about it for there. Next one up is Tyler Beatty of the Denver Broncos. Another surprising guy. Jaleel McLaughlin, healthy and active. Tyler Beatty was up. 14 snaps, 18% of the snaps. He ran 11 routes on those 14 snaps. He had 6 targets, caught 2 of them for 16 yards. Like, Tyler Beatty is the new Jaleel McLaughlin, guys. So you're going to have to get used to that one. Tyler Beatty, if he's out there in my deep dynasty leagues, that is definitely somebody I want to pick up. Last guy here for me is Chris Brooks of the Green Bay Packers. 9 snaps, 19% of the snaps. He ran 4 routes, 1 target, caught 1 for 2, 1 carry, 1 yard. Stats aren't great, but Emmanuel Wilson, 2 snaps, that's it. So Chris Brooks, he is right now the backup running back that you need to own for the Green Bay Packers over Emmanuel Wilson. It is Chris Brooks right now as the backup. All right, let's get into our redraft wide receivers. And first up is Juju Smith-Schuster, 49 snaps, 80% of the snaps, 5 targets, 5 catches for 50 yards. With Xavier Worthy missing here, we still have the Rashee Rice suspension. They're going to have to count on somebody, and I have two guys here for you, but we're going to start with Juju. He played quite a bit of snaps. This is a guy that I personally dropped. I didn't see it anymore in him, but also all the injuries and everything that's happened here, I think has kind of made him, you know, somebody they at least trust. So if he's out there in your redraft leagues and you need a guy for a week, if you lost one of those wide receivers I talked about earlier, might not be a bad play. Next up is Tyquan Thornton, his teammate. And with Tyquan Thornton here, he was kind of playing the Xavier Worthy role after Worthy left, and he played pretty decent. 44 snaps, 72% of the snaps, 4 targets. He caught 2 of them for 41 yards. He's that big play threat, just like Xavier Worthy can, you know, stretch the field basically for you. I think Tyquan Thornton is a guy, if you need a boom play, that's your guy. So I'm going to go with that one. And the next one from the same game was Quentin Johnston, if he is available in your leagues. Obviously, we all know what he did. 53 snaps, 82% of the snaps. He had 7 targets, caught 5 of them for 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's going to be in there with McConkey and Keenan Allen. Those are the top 3 wide receivers. Nobody else is playing. So if Quentin Johnson's available, I definitely think he is worth a pickup. Next up here is going to be Dyami Brown of the Jacksonville Jaguars. 58 snaps, 82% of the snaps. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. 47 snaps, 71% of the snaps. 28 routes, 4 targets. He had 3 for 52. So, yeah, with Dyami Brown, he played more snaps than Travis Hunter did on offense. And he's going to be somebody that is going to play quite a bit, as we can see from these numbers that he put up. So, Dyami Brown, if you need a wide receiver, I think he's another good one. Next one up is a guy that I think I'm going to prioritize quite a bit this week, and that is Kayshon Boutte of the New England Patriots. 58 snaps, 82% of the snaps, led the team. 44 routes, he had 8 targets, 6 for 103. So, I mean, Boutte is coming on, man. Like, this is somebody I kind of slept on a little bit, and I think he's available in a ton of leagues, and I think this is a guy that I want to pick up now. It's tough to say, should I use my first waiver wire priority claim on him? It depends on how bad you need wide receiver, but if he's somebody that's there after the waivers are run, I think I'm going to pick him up quite a bit. So I think it just kind of depends on your team and where your waiver wire priority is. Or if you got fab, spend the fucking fab on him. Who cares? Next guy up here, Calvin Austin. So Calvin Austin for the Pittsburgh Steelers was the clear number 2 by miles. 45 snaps, 80% of the snaps. He ran 29 routes, 6 targets. He had 4 for 70 and the touchdown against the Jets. So yeah, Calvin Austin is definitely somebody in our lives now. He is going to be the number 2 receiver here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Next guy up I want to talk about is Alec Amanor, or however you want to say it. 45 snaps, 79% of the snaps, 28 routes, 7 targets, 2 for 13. So the numbers aren't good, but Cam Ward's damn good. And Alec Amanor is the clear number 2 wide receiver on this team. Like, Van Jefferson was put out the pasture. He's dead. You know, he was pretty much, he played more than Tyler Lockett did. So yeah, Alec Amanor is here to stay, and that's somebody I probably want to prioritize here for a little bit, especially when Cam Ward gets cooking here. I think he's going to be really, really good. Next guy up that I really, really like, and that is Troy Franklin of the Denver Broncos. He was second in wide receiver snaps, 45 snaps, 59% of the snaps, 28 routes run, 6 targets, and 4 for 44 yards. Really, really good by Troy Franklin. I liked him quite a bit coming into the season. He has that connection with Bo Nix. I think he was going to do pretty good this year, and he's showing it. Like, I think this is going to be a guy who can outperform like Marvin Mims and that. So Troy Franklin is somebody I've been picking up quite a bit as well. All right. let's get into the dynasty wide receivers here, what we're here for. We got a bunch of names on here, so going to try and make this quick for you guys. Kevontae Turpin, 28 snaps, 46% of the snaps, 2 catches for 18 yards, and 2 runs for 9 yards. And we saw him in the backfield quite a bit. Like, they were kind of using him like Debo Samuel a little bit. I think this Turpin is going to be somebody that's, you know, not a, like a gadget player, pretty much, and somebody you can use quite a bit. And I think in these games where they have to pass a ton, like, Turpin is going to be one of those little slot jitterbugs that can have a lot of stats, man. So Kevontae Turpin, if he's out there in my deep dynasty leagues, I'm going to pick him up. Next guy I wanted to bring up here is Sterling Shepard, and he is for the Tampa Bay Bucks. With Chris Godwin out and all their injuries, Sterling Shepard stepped up basically as the number 3 wide receiver here. 37 snaps, 64% of the snaps, 27 routes. He had 6 targets, 3 for 39 yards. So pretty good output there for Sterling Shepard. If you need a guy for a couple weeks, that's somebody I would prioritize. Next up here is Casey Washington of Atlanta, 72 snaps, which led the team, 95% of snaps, 46 routes, 6 targets, 3 for 33. Somebody out there that much is definitely worth owning, especially in our deep dynasty leagues, best ball leagues. Casey Washington is definitely somebody I'm going to be prioritizing this week with the amount of routes he ran. Like, obviously, Darnell Mooney was out, so that helped. And then Drake London got hurt later on, but he played over Kadarius Hodge, who's been with the team for quite a bit. So, yeah, Casey Washington, I think he's going to be out there, you know, for the foreseeable future while Mooney's out and Drake London is out. After that, he probably reverts back to the fourth receiver, doesn't play as much. But if you need somebody here for the next week or two, I think this is a guy that you could pick up. Next guy's up, I'm going to kind of combine these two, and that is for the Cleveland Browns, Isaiah Bond and Jamari Thrash. Kind of basically split the third wide receiver role this week. Isaiah Bond, he had 21 snaps, which was 28%. 11 routes, 1 catch for 5 yards. Jamari Thrash, 21 snaps, 28% as well. 14 routes, 1 for 6. I think Isaiah Bond, as we get going here more and more, is going to easily overtake Jamari Thrash, so I would prioritize Isaiah Bond if he's out there. But yeah, these guys are going to be kind of mixing in and out. I wish they would have used Isaiah Bond a little bit more yesterday. We didn't see a whole lot from him. We saw him on a RPO type play, and he got it a swing route to the outside real quick. So hopefully they use Isaiah Bond down the field more with Joe Flacco's on. Next guy up here I wanted to bring up is Malik Washington of the Miami Dolphins. So 28 snaps, 58% of the snaps, 26 routes run, 5 targets, 2 for 20. He was the number 3 wide receiver here for Miami, and we've seen Waddle get hurt. Tyreek does get banged up here too. Like, Malik Washington is one injury away from being the top 2 target on this team. So they really don't use the tight ends because their tight ends are pretty poopy right now. And I think Malik Washington is somebody, if he's available, I want to add him to my teams. Next up here is going to be Hunter Renfrow of the Carolina Panthers. So 42 snaps, 66% of the snaps, 33 routes, 6 targets, and 2 for 11 there from Hunter Renfrow. And with Renfrow, man, like, I think this is a guy that they really liked. They hated cutting him, but I think they had a plan to bring him back with some of the injuries and stuff. But he came back, pretty much was their slot receiver the entire game. So, yeah, Hunter Renfrow, if he's available, I want him. Next guy up here is going to be Mac Hollins. So 38 snaps, 56% of the snaps, 21 routes, 2 targets, 1 for 3. If Mac Hollins is going to be a thorn in the side, like, he is their fourth receiver, but he's going to play quite a bit. Like, he is a really good blocker, good professional wide receiver. So for somebody that's going to be out there, he's going to fall into a touchdown or two at some point. I'm going to go ahead and pick him up on my deep, deep best ball teams and, you know, just put him on there. Next guy up here is Zay Jones of the Arizona Cardinals. 31 snaps, 47% of the snaps, 20 routes, only 1 target, 1 for 4. But he was the clear third wide receiver, put Greg Dortch out to pasture. So yeah, Zay Jones is the third wide receiver there for the Cardinals that you want to own if that's in the position you really want to own right now. Next up here is going to be Brandon Cooks of the New Orleans Saints. So he played 57 snaps, 76% of the snaps. He ran 42 routes, 4 targets, 3 for 26. I mean, this is easy. The Saints are going to be down quite a bit, a lot, and their receivers, Olave, Shaheed, Cooks, they're going to eat. And, you know, Olave could get banged up here like he has the last couple years. Shaheed's coming off an ACL. They don't, really don't have too many guys left. So Cooks could be somebody that in your best ball lineups could be pretty decent. Let's go over to the New York Jets. Their third wide receiver was Tyler Johnson, 33 snaps, 52% of the snaps. He only had 14 routes, 2 targets, 2 for 31 on those. So he did pretty good with that. So this is a guy, I don't want you to get discouraged. Like, he might get cut and then brought back from the practice squad, go up and down, just because of how his contract is structured. But looks like they're just going to elevate him on game days, and Tyler Johnson's going to be the third receiver. Alan Lazard was inactive. I think he's better than Alan Lazard at this point, honestly. So Tyler Johnson, definitely somebody I want to pick up if I have like an Alan Lazard type and I want to get rid of him. Let's go to the next guy here, Jalen Lane for the Washington Commanders. 21 snaps, 30% of the snaps, 12 routes run, 2 targets, 1 for 11. And I wanted to highlight him because he played just a little bit below Noah Brown. And I think as the season goes on, Jalen Lane is just going to be better than Noah Brown. So Jalen Lane is somebody I definitely want to prioritize for a rookie playing, you know, 21 snaps and running 12 routes with the first team offense. In your week one debut, I think that shows that they trust Jalen Lane quite a bit. So I want to pick him up if he's out there. Next guys are the San Francisco guys. I want to combine them together. So Russell Gage and MVS. 28 snaps for Gage, 37%, 19 routes, didn't do anything with him. MVS, 27 snaps, 36%, 15 routes, didn't do anything with him. But hey, if Juwan Jennings is going to miss, George Kittle's going to miss, these guys, they don't have anybody else to throw to, guys. So Gage and MVS are probably going to have to be pickups for you this week if you need them. Next guy up I want to bring up is Khalif Raymond. So with Khalif Raymond, Detroit Lions, 44 snaps, 66% of the snaps, 33 routes run, 3 targets, 2 for 16. Played way over Isaac Tesla. I know Tesla caught that beautiful ball. One-handed catch was a sick catch. But Khalif Raymond is the guy right now. They trust him. He's been with this team for quite a few years, and he's the guy out there. And I bet you in like every best ball league, he's probably available. So that might be a sneaky guy that you could get for a buck this week. And you know, hopefully he falls into a touchdown here at some point. Another set of teammates here I want to go over. Xavier Hutchinson for the Texans. 43 snaps, 68%, 23 routes, 2 targets, and 2 for 30 were his stats this week. And then Justin Watson, 35 snaps, 56% of the snaps, 18 routes, 2 targets, and 2 for 27. So with Justin Watson and Xavier Hutchinson, I really don't want to own these guys, but I want to bring them up just in case because they are the number 2 and 3 guys on the Texans right now. They played over Higgins. They played over Knoll this week as well. So I wanted to bring them up, but man, they are ugly. Like, I just don't think they're very good, but the Texans trust them for whatever reason, and they're going to put those guys out there. So I just wanted to bring them up. And then the last dynasty wide receiver here that I got for you guys is going to be Tyrell Shavers of Buffalo. So he was their number 4 wide receiver last night. 17 snaps, 20% of the snaps, 5 routes, didn't catch anything. But their 3 main wide receivers, Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, and Josh Palmer played a ton. And Shavers played over Elijah Moore. Curtis Samuel was inactive. So yeah, Shavers is the wide receiver 4 here. And I think that if there's an injury, Shavers is the one that's going to go in there. So I think Shavers is a very, very sneaky pickup this week for you. All right, let's get into the redraft tight ends here. So the first one up here is going to be Noah Fant. So with Noah Fant this week, 26 snaps, 50% of the snaps, 14 routes, 5 targets, 4 for 26, and he caught the touchdown. He played quite a bit over Mike Gesicki. Like, Gesicki was in there, but this Bengals team uses 4 tight ends a lot for blocking. But as far as the routes run and snaps and all that, Noah Fant was the top guy. So don't go blowing all your fab on Noah Fant, but if you can get him for $5-6, I don't mind that and kind of see what happens here. We have seen Joe Burrow work some magic with some tight ends in the past. All right, next guy up here is Brenton Strange, if he's available. 52 snaps, 79% of snaps, 24 routes, 4 targets, and 4 for 59. I want a tight end that's going to be out there almost 80% of my snaps, and that's what Brenton Strange is doing. And this is a upcoming offense. We saw what Cade Otton did with Liam Cohen last year. I think Brenton Strange could do something pretty big too. So if your tight end was George Kittle and you need somebody, or you know your other tight end just wasn't very good this week, Brenton Strange could be somebody that you could depend on for the rest of the season. Another guy I think you can maybe depend on for the rest of the season, and that's somebody, if you listen to me this week, Juwan Johnson. 74 snaps, 99% of snaps, guys. 47 routes, 11 targets, 8 for 76. So obviously led the Saints in pretty much every category there, and he is somebody that they trust. They don't have any other tight ends. They're all hurt. Their other, you know, wide receivers are okay, but Juwan Johnson was the man here. So Juwan Johnson, very, very sneaky pickup this week if you really need a tight end. Somebody that's going to be out there for 99% of the snaps I want. Just hope he stays healthy. That's the big thing, because Juwan Johnson has had some injuries in the past. Next guy I want to bring up is A.J. Barner of the Seahawks. 44 snaps, 85% of the snaps. 19 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 0 yards. Just want to bring up A.J. Barner because of how many snaps he did play. Played way over Elijah Arroyo and Eric Saubert and all these guys. They trust A.J. Barner here. So if you need a deep tight end stash, A.J. Barner is your guy. All right, dynasty tight end. So let's get into these guys real quick here. And that's going to be Grant Calcaterra. 37 snaps, 59% of the snaps. No snaps, but he played a lot. So I just want to bring Grant Calcaterra up as somebody who played quite a bit yesterday. Didn't have any stats from Thursday's game, but somebody you want to monitor. Let's get into the Chargers tight ends here. So Disley and Conklin. So Will Disley, 37 snaps, 57%. He had 1 for 18. Conklin played 28 snaps, 43%, 2 for 50. So looks like we're going to have a full-blown committee here with the tight end spot. And that doesn't even count Aronde Gadsden, who was inactive for them on Friday night. So Disley, Conklin kind of split snaps here. Next guy up here is going to be Tanner Connor and Julian Hill from the Dolphins. So with Darren Waller out dealing with a hip injury, Connor, 28 snaps, 58%, 20 routes, 4 targets, 2 for 20. Julian Hill, 28 snaps as well, 58%, 14 routes, but didn't have any catches or anything. So Julian Hill, or Tanner Connor is going to be the guy that I want here. It looks like he is more of the receiving tight end, and Julian Hill is going to be the blocker here. So Tanner Connor, while Darren Waller is out, if you need to own one of these tight ends, that's going to be the one. All right, next guy up is going to be Jake Tongs, the guy nobody ever heard of until this week. 30 snaps, 39% of the snaps, 16 routes, 3 targets, 3 for 15, and a touchdown. So if George Kittle misses a week or two here, I think this is the receiving tight end that I want for the 49ers. They also have Luke Farrell, but he's pretty much one of the best blocking tight ends in the league. And I think Tongs is going to be the guy that is going to be out there catching the passes. So Jake Tongs is somebody that you might want to pick up. Next guy I want to bring up here is going to be Cade Stover. So Cade Stover, 36 snaps, 57% of the snaps. He had 12 routes, 4 targets, and 4 catches for 22 yards. So with Cade Stover, he played more snaps than Dalton Schultz did. Schultz did have more routes run and all that stuff. I think Schultz is kind of more the guy they trust in the receiving game. But Stover's going to play quite a bit here, and he played more snaps than Schultz did. So expect Stover to maybe overtake Dalton Schultz here at some point this year. Next guy I want to bring up is going to be Charlie Kohler of the Baltimore Ravens. 31 snaps, 61% of snaps, 9 routes, no targets, so no stats. But Mark Andrews only had 1 target, didn't play a whole lot either. I mean, he played a little bit more than Charlie Kohler, but not by much. What happens when Isaiah Likely comes back? I think we're in the same boat we were with Andrews last year. Does he get hot again towards the end of the season? Maybe, but man, things are not looking good for Mark Andrews right now. So if that is a guy you have, I wouldn't mind selling him, trading him. He might even get traded in real life too. Like, I think Charlie Kohler and Isaiah Likely could be the guys here. So deep stash there is Charlie Kohler. And then last here, the What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. So I want to bring up some of the stuff here that I saw. I'm like, what the hell are we doing here, man? So Caleb Johnson, 2 fucking snaps. Like, what are we doing there, Pittsburgh? Like, you drafted this kid in 3rd round. You talked him up all offseason, and he gets 2 snaps in a game where you struggled to run the ball. Like, what are we doing here? Like, Caleb Johnson's going to have to get in there at some point here and help them out. The Giants, they only used 3 wide receivers all game long. Like, I think Jalin Hyatt might have been inactive, if I remember correctly. They had Bo Collins. He played like 2 snaps. That was it. Like, all they used was these 3 wide receivers. So, Giants got to figure something out there before Jaxson Dart gets in there. Ben Sinnott didn't run a fucking route at all. He played 8 snaps and didn't run a route. Like, what are we doing here with Ben Sinnott? Like, I was hoping for a little bit of more second-year bump here, but it's not looking very good for Ben Sinnott. I might have to drop him in some leagues that I'm crunched for roster spots, to be honest with you. Packers wide receiver rotation needs to fucking go away already. Like, we have 5 guys splitting the receiver work like usual. Like, we need to get Golden out there, Dobbs, Reed. Do we really have to throw Dontavian Wicks out there? So I think it's something we're going to have to live with all year, but hopefully Matthew Golden can overtake these guys here at some point soon. The Texans, like, what the fuck? I don't need to see more of Justin Watson and Xavier Hutchins. Put the young kids in. Let me see Higgins. Let me see Noel. I don't want to see Justin Watson and Xavier Hutchinson any more than I already have to. Terrence Ferguson, he was active. Didn't play a fucking snap on offense. Rams, they used a 3-way fuckfest at tight end with Higbee, Davis Allen, and Colby Parkinson again. And Ferguson didn't even get in there. So there's going to be a 4-way fuckfest at some point. So just stay away from the Rams tight end situation altogether. Excuse me. And last but not least, Ray Davis. Hardly played at all. I think he had 2 snaps. Like, 1 carry. Like, what are we doing here? Ray Davis should be playing a lot more than that. I understand Ty Johnson's like their 3rd down back. He does good there. James Cook played really, really well last night. But come on, like, Ray Davis is pretty damn talented too. We need to get him in there as well. So that is it for my What the Fuck Are We Doing Here, Man segment. Little long this week. It should be shorter as we go throughout the season, but there's a lot of information to get to you guys this week. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully week 2 on the waiver wire, you guys can kill it and we can really get this thing pumping and going here. So appreciate everybody at Eric Vanek on X, at America's Game Pod on X as well. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel here. Make sure on our Dynasty podcast feed, you subscribe there as well. You get all our podcasts that are jumping on there. You get 4D is back. You get the walkthrough with me and Maddie. You get Grinding the Edge with Koopa. You get me, America's Game, on Thursdays as well. Sundays live on our YouTube, this same YouTube channel here as well. We do the Start Shit Show. We're hosted by me and got a bunch of the other guys jumping on. This week we had T-Rock, Mike, and Koopa all jumped on here. And for an hour, we just helped you guys with your start sit questions for week 1. I think we did fairly okay. Some of us did at least. But a lot of fun doing that as well. So hopefully you guys check us out on Sunday. So with that, that is going to be it. I will be back next week for week 3 of the waiver wire.